We'll start on Daf Nun Amud Beis. Omar, a person declares Shvisasi Bi'ikaro. So you'll see there's two lines up before the end of Nun Amud Beis. If he declares that he wants to be Kona Shvisa at the Ikara Ilan, is Mahalich Mimkom Raglo Vi'ad Ikro Alpayim Amma? So he was Kona Shvisa, and he could walk until the Ikara Ilan Alpayim Amma, Ume Ikro Lebeso Alpayim. Benimtza Mahalich Mishachashecha Shir Arbas alofim amma. So he gets 4,000 amma because he was Kona Shvisa based on his declaration. And we'll get into more details as we go along. And therefore he gets alpayim amma mimakom raglov ad ikro. And he also gets me ikro lebeso alpayim amma. And here we're going to start today's daf, Nun Aleph Amun Aleph. Omar Rava, Vehu, this halacha of the Mishnah, which we just summarized, is conditional. And what has to happen? He has to clarify exactly, pinpoint, his makom shvisa bikar ilan. Notice he can't just say in a general sense, well, Shvisasi bi'ikar shel ilan. And d'chirayt li'ikro mate. Not only that, he has to be able to run from the place that he's standing, allow himself enough time before nightfall such that he could run there to the ikro shel ilan before it gets dark. So although he doesn't actually run there to be Konish Visa Baraglov, but he could have done so. So the potential was there. Then he can make that statement and it's valid, it's meaningful to be Konish Visa over there. And now he doesn't have to actually run there before nightfall. He could go there, benachas, even after it gets dark. And from there, he could walk 2,000 amma back to his house. But if he made this statement, that I want to be Kona Shvisa, on the Ikar Ilan, and there would not be enough time for him to get there before nightfall, then it's invalid. Omale Abai says to Rav of HaChashcha Lok Tani, the simple, straightforward reading of the text of the Mishnah seems to indicate that it was the day that was slipping away, so to speak, it was getting dark. That's Chashcha Lo. And it sounds like the Mishnah is describing a situation where he would not be able to get there before dark. That's chashchalo. It's like it got dark on him. So Rav answers, you know how do you interpret the Mishnah? Is chashchalo beso. What it means is that it got dark in such a way that he could not get home before chashecha, even if he would run home. But he has enough time to run over to the trunk of the tree where he wants to be Kona Shvusa. Ika Diamri, another version of Rava, has Rava saying a different answer to Abai's objection. And what does the Mishnah mean when it says Chashchalo? Ki Mazge Kali Kali. It means if he would walk slowly, he would not be able to make it on time before nightfall to that place, the Ikro Shalilan. I will ride it, but if he runs, then Mati, who will arrive at this Ikro Shalilan before nightfall. Rav Rav Yosef, Havaka Ozle Biorche. The Gemara tells us a story about a person who gave someone else authority or agency to be Kona Shvisa on his behalf. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef were going on the way, and Amalei Rabba l'Rav Yosef teheshvi sasenu tusei dikla disavil achua. So Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, let's join together in a partnership to be konesh visa at a certain tree, which is called Dikla de Savil Achua. There were two trees. One was apparently leaning on the other. So the larger tree was holding up the smaller tree. Anyway, that's not really relevant to the sugya so much. Amrilei, others say that Rabba's statement was we should have a shvisa to say dikla de parik mare mikarga under a certain date palm tree that is so valuable that if we would sell it, we would take the money and use it to pay up all our taxes. Amaleser of Yosef turns to Rabba and he says, lo yadanale, I'm not aware of where this palm tree is. Amalei smochalai, so Rabbi says he can rely on me and pass on to me the agency that I could be kona shvisa on your behalf. Desanya, and Rabbi quotes a brisa. Now we'll soon see that this brisa doesn't really exist. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hayu shnayim, echad makir v'echad eno makir, zesh eno makir, mosa shvisa salam makir, v'zesh mosa shemakir, Omer teishvi sasenu b'makom ploni. So in the quote of Rabbi Yossi from the Brisa, Rabba has an explicit reiteration of his position, of his ruling, that if one person knows exactly where this Elon or this God there is, he can be appointed as an agency, as an agent. Is that Rabba, quoting a Brisa, proves to Rav Yosef, based on a brisa of Rav Yossi. Now, you have to keep in mind, Rav Yossi, you may recall, in the rules of Psak, Rav Yossi is on the highest level. Like, we always paskin like Rav Yossi. The Gemara says, Chachmoso, his Mishnoso, Nikia, he was very reliable. And this brisa, which is quoted by Rabba, in the name of Rav Yossi, states that I could be kona shvisa on your behalf. In other words, I can, if you will accept me, I can serve as your agent, as your proxy to be kona shvisa. And the Gemara says, Veloi, there's no such brisa. And lo tonale Rabbi Yossi never said such a thing. So this was all an invention, a fabrication of Rabba. El kihechi de lekabale mine mishum de Rabbi Yossi nimuke umo. Because Rabbi Yossi was so reliable, this was the way that Rabbi thought he could convince Rabbi Yosef that he, meaning Rabbi himself, could be kona shvisa on behalf of Rabbi Yossi. So, for example, in this case, Rabbi made a statement, I want to be kona shvisa both for myself and for you, Rabbi Yosef, underneath a certain dekel, a certain date palm tree, which I know exactly where it is. Rabbi Yosef says, I don't know. Rabba says to, I got to get the names right, sorry. Rabbi Yosef responds to Rabba, I don't know where that tree is. And Rabba says, rely on me. So the poskim want to know, how is Rabba allowed, according to Halacha, to create a brisa, the name Rabbi Yosef, which doesn't exist? And to read to you the words quoted here in the footnote, Yesh lilmod mikan, sha'odam sheshoma din v'nirilo shekachi aloch. If a person has some sort of a din that he, there was some sort of mesores, there was a tradition about that din, and he knows that this tradition is a reliable tradition, and it's emes lamito, mutalo l'shanos mina emes, he's allowed to fabricate v'la'omro b'shem adam gadol. He can attribute to some great giant of a scholar, k'deshi kablu zos mimenu, so that they will accept this halacha from him. And this is quoted in the Magen Avraham in our Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav. And then he asks the following question, but what about the brisa that says in Masechta Kala, k'la'omro dov mipi chacham, Shelo gomru mimenu, gorem l'shchina sh'tiskalik mi'Yisrael. If a person quotes a halacha in the name of a chacham and that chacham never made that statement, that's going to create siluk shchina. So the Magen Avraham offers the following answer. He says that the Braisa Masechta Kala is talking about a case where they accepted this din af imlo haya omro b'shem anu gadol. They would have accepted the din even had he not attributed to so-and-so. So therefore he's not allowed to fabricate. Or alternatively, that which Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, that this din is attributed to Rabbi Yossi, that's only shelo nishne din zeh b'shmo shel adam acher ela b'stama. There was no particular tradition attributing to a particular individual, but in a case where he fabricates and he says, well, it wasn't so-and-so said it, it was somebody else, in order that others will accept his transmission, that's forbidden. Okay. So we're up to now the Mishnah that says, im eino makir o eino baki, v'yom eshvi sasi b'mkomi, zochalo makom alpayim am l'chol ruach. So that if a person doesn't know exactly where he could be Kona Shvisa, he could make a declaration, I want to be Kona Shvisa right here, and the Mishnah says we give him 2,000 Amah in every direction. And that's the most fundamental law in Tchumen. And now the Gemara addresses that law. Alpayim Amah Heichek Siva. What's the source in the Torah for Alpayim Amah? Now again, even though Tchumen is Derabbanan, but the Gemara is convinced that there's a remez, there's some sort of an allusion in the Torah, and the Chachamim used that allusion in the Torah as an asmachta in order to generate and enact the laws of Tchumen. So where in the Torah is there any hint to the Tchumen and the fact that a person's makom gives him a radius of 2,000 amah? Om Rav Chizda, lamadnu makom mi makom, umakom mi nisa. With regard to Tchum Shabbos, the Pasuk says in Shmos Perikov Aleph, al yetze ish mim komo. So a person should leave his makom on Shabbos. So the question is, what's his makom? So we find the word makom elsewhere, and it says v'samti l'cham makom asher yonus shama. So wait, I mentioned Shmos Chaf Aleph. Let me stand corrected. It's Shmos Tes Zayin. Now we're quoting Shmos Chaf Aleph. V'samti l'cham makom asher yonus shama. And there also it says makom. Okay, fine. So the Torah says that if a person kills Bishogeg, unintentionally, he runs to a makom, which we call Arei Miklat. But what are the parameters of this makom? So the answer is, in the same pasuk, it says Yanus. So now if we can figure out what the word Yanus means, then we'll know what the word makom means, and then we can plug that back into the pasuk al Yetze Ish Mimkom. V'nisa min nisa, v'nisa migvul. Okay, so now we have the Pasuk Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. That's the source for Tchumen. And it's as if it says the word Nisa in that Pasuk, because again, it says Makom, and it says V'samti L'chol Makom Asher Yonos Shama. So let's now try to figure out what the word Nisa means. And we're going to apply Gzeira Shava, because again, with regard to Ir Miklat, but now we're fast-forwarding to Parshas Maasai at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, it says es gvul ir miklato shel yanus shama. So again, it says yanus, and it says gvul. So we're going to take from the yanus, we're going to take the word gvul and put it back into the yanus, back in Shmos Chaf Aleph, and from there we get makom makom, and we go back to al yetzei shmim koma. So what does the word gvul mean in the context of ir miklat? Ugvul mi gvul, ugvul mi chutz. Now that it's as if it says Al Yetzeish Mimkoma means Migvulo, as if the word Gvul is in the Pasuk, now let's see what the word Gvul means. And there, in the same context, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, it says Umotza Oso Goel Adam Michutz LeGvul Ir Miklato. The Goel Adam found the Rotzeach outside of the Gvul, the boundaries of the Ir Miklat. And here the word Chutz is critical. V'chutz michutz, where else do we find the word chutz? And the answer is the Chsiv. This is in the parasha called Migrash HaLevim. The Torah designates 42 cities for the Levim, and each city gets a Migrash around it, and those are called the Migrashei Orei HaLevim. And they were designated for certain purposes, for aesthetic beauty. And the Torah says explicitly, Umidosem, umadosem, you should measure michutz le'ir, outside the city of the Levim, any city of the Levim, es pa'as kedma alpayim bi'ama. So you look on each direction. If, for example, kedma, which is towards the east, alpayim ama, then the pasuk says ves pas negem on the south, alpayim ka'ama, ba'ama ves pas yom, alpayim bi'ama, ves pas tzofon, alpayim bi'ama. And then it says, Va'ir batovech ze yelechem migrashei ha'orim. So we have umidosa michutz. We have the word chutz. And we saw in the Gol Adam, it says, umotzal so Gol Adam michutz. So we now have gzeir shav of chutz chutz. And that leads us to gvul. Because in the pasuk in Gol Adam, it says chutz l'gvul. And in the pasuk of gvul, it says chutz. And also in Migrashei HaLevim, Ari HaLevim, it says Chutz. And their Chutz is clearly spelled out as Alpayim Amo. So we see now that the Tchum Shabbos is Alpayim Amo, like Migrashei HaLevim. This Gemara, by the way, just a personal comment, reminds me very much of a sugya at the beginning of Masechta Pesachim about how we know that Bedikas Chometz has to be Li'or HaNer. Anyway, so Gemara now objects. V'neilif, why don't you, if you're looking at the word chutz, well, I have another pasuk that has at least a form of the word chutz, and it says over there, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amo. So here we see that the word chutz is Elef Amo. So how do you derive from the other Pasuk Chutz, Alpayim Amo? There are two Pesukim, one indicates 2,001, 1,000. So the Gemara answers, Donim Chutz Mi Chutz, V'ein Donim Chutz Mi Chutza. We're looking for Gzer Shavu, where the exact same word appears in two different Pesukim. But here, the question of 1,000 Amo, that's Chutza. It doesn't say Chutz, it says Chutza. So the Gemara says, Mai Nafkin Mina. For Gzeir Shav, we don't need exactly the same word. And I'll prove it to you. Hatana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, a very famous Gzeir Shav of Rabbi Shmuel, from Vayikra Perek Yudalit, it says, in the context of what's called Nige Batim, where the Kohen has to go out and look at the bias, and then he has to go out a week later to see if it spread or it didn't spread. It says there, V'shav HaKohen, Uva HaKohen. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. And this has to do with the Kohen is going out to the Beis HaMenugah. Again, if we had more time, I would remind me at the end of the shiur, if we have more time, I'll go into all the details. But suffice it to say that we're talking about going from week number 2 to week number 3. And we're going to make an equation between week 3 and week 2. Because with regard to one, it says v'shava kohen, with regard to the other, it says ubar kohen. So we have a gzera shava, and one word is v'shav, and the other word is ubar. So therefore, you see, you don't need the exact same word duplicated in order to set up a gzera shava. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili hechadaleka mili de domile. If you have two words that you want to equate because they're written in the same context, you can set up a gzera shava even though they're not the same word. because there's no other candidate. Aval hecha de'ikar midi de'dami lo, if there's another candidate, so you have two possibilities, both of which can be used as exer shava to, so you have A, and then you have B and C, and you don't know whether to compare A to B or A to C, you're going to choose the one that's the dummy lay alfin, and that's more similar. So therefore, we're going to choose chutz, which refers to alpayim ama, rather than chutza, although it's the same basic word in a different conjugation, but nevertheless, and where it says 1,000 ama, but nevertheless, we're going to choose chutz because it's the same word. Now, the Mishnah records a machlokas about alpayim ama agulos, and that is the sheet of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, which means that the 2,000 amma are the radius of a circle. So we draw a circle, and the midpoint of the circle is going to be alpayim amma from each of the outer circle. And the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, no, we're going to take a circle, and we're going to put it into a square. And if you happen to recall from what we discussed on Yom Shishi, we said that that gives him an extra 800 amos in each one of the corners. So Gemara Sakasha, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Manafshach, does he accept Gzeres Shava that we had, or does he not accept Gzeres Shava? He is like Gzeres Shava. If he accepts the Gzeres Shava, the Gzeres Shava was coming to tell us that we should equate it with Migrash Halevim, where the pasuk says Umidasam Michutz La'ir Es Pa'as Kedmo Alpayim Amah. Pa'as means that there's a 90 degree angle. It means that the Torah explicitly is talking about 2,000 Amah in a square. Peos Ksivan. Peos means the corners. There are no corners to a circle. Vi less like Zereshov, if he rejected this Zereshov, is Alpayim Amah Minole. So what's the source, according to Rabbi Chanina, for Alpayim Amah? Li'olam, says the Gemara, de Islay Gzereshova. He does accept the Gzereshova, but he has a ribui in the Pasuk that indicates that we have to go beyond Peos, and even if there are no Peos, we draw a circle. Shiny hacha the omakra ze yelahem migrashaya orim. The word ze is always a mute. A mute means it's coming to exclude something. La ze atanosim peos. Vi atanosim peos l'shov se shabbos. So we'll give you the extra corners in the case of migrashaya alavim, but the Torah is adding the word ze to limit it, and to exclude the case of Tchumen, that in the case of Tchumen, we're not going to give you payos. V'rabbanon, and the Chacham that disagree with Rabbi Chanina, why don't they agree that the word Zeh is coming to exclude payos in the case of Tchum Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, Tani, we learned in a brayse, Rabbi Chananya Omer, again, not to be confused with Rabbi Chanina ben Tantignos, Rabbi Chananya, one of the Tanoim, says that what do we do with the word Zeh? In the pasuk Zeh Yelahem Migrashei Ha'arim, because Zeh Yu Kol Shofsei Shabbos. The word Zeh is not coming as a mute, but rather as a ribui, to tell you that just like in the case of Migrash Halevim, we give him the peos of Alpayim Amah, meaning we square it off, so too in the case of Tchum Shabbos, we're going to square it off. Now, the Rashash asks the question here. We always find that the word Zeh is a mute. And here, very strange, Rabbi Chananya, to explain the Chachamim, use the word Zeh as a ribui. So the Rashash says, with his great erudite Bekius, that there's a Gemara in Menachas Tzadi Zayin that uses the word Zeh as a ribui. So there is such a possibility that Zeh means cause Zeh, and it's expanding the scope. Omar of Achabar Yaakov. Now this is a very, very fascinating Gemara. Hamavir arba amos b'shus harabim eino chayov ad shemavir hein va'alakson. So what happens is, we take four amos, and we make a square out of it. Now, a square has a diagonal, which is called a lachson, which will take you from, let's call it the southwest corner to the northeast corner. I'll draw a line across. Now, if you draw a line across as a diagonal in a square, you're going to get a longer line than the lines that make up the square. And the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sukkah, Kol amso biribua, amso utre chumshe balaksona. If you have a square amma, then the diagonal of that square amma is going to be 1 2/5 of an amma. So you're adding 2/5 for an amma. Now, that's in the case of a square that's one amma on one amma. Now we're talking about a case of a square that's four amos on four amos to establish the chiyuv of mavir arba amos b'shusarab. So we're going to take that extra 2/5 of an amma, and we're going to multiply it by four. So 2 × 4 = 8, so you got 8/5. So 8/5, if you add it to four amos, will give you 8/5 will give you 3/5, will give you 5 3/5 amma. Okay, so you want to write this down. 5 3/5 amma. So it's interesting. You and I would have said that if you carry something 4 amos, no. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you're not chayv unless you carry it 5 3/5 amma. And this din is an explanation about what the Chachamim say, because they yeshov say Shabbos, that all the shiurim with regard to Shabbos, they have zovios, they have corners, and we're going to measure 2,000 amma of the Tchum Shabbos, say the Chachamim, in a square of 2,000 amma. And we're going to allow you to take an alakson, meaning a diagonal, which is now going to be 2,800 amos. And what we're doing is, we're adding the 800 amos for the 8/5 that we mentioned before. And this din, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, applies not only, or this principle, I should say, not only to Tchumen, but applies to all the laws of Shabbos. For example, carrying 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. So we're going to jack it up from 4 amos to 5 3/5 amos. Again, in the case of Tiltal on Shabbos, Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, we're not talking about a square. Right? Chachamim spoke about making a circle into a square. But nevertheless, it's halach in all of Shabbos that whenever the Torah gives you shiurim in amos of Shabbos, then we're going to take the alakson, the ratio between a square and its diagonal, and we said that was a ratio between 4 amos, or let's say 1 amma and 1 2/5 of an amma. In the case of 4 amos, it's going to be 5 3/5 of an amma. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa tells the following story. Bodiklon Rava. Rava used to test us with a question to see if we knew our stuff. What question did he ask us? Amud b'rishus harabim gavah asor v'rochav arba. We have a pillar that stands in Rishus HaRabim. It's 10 tefachim high. And if you recall, Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. And the pillar has the width of 4 tefachim. And therefore it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. And this is a sugya in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Tzadites. And Rava asks Rav Papa, Tzorech Hein V'Alachson Olo. When we talk about the width of this pillar that sets it up as Rishus HaRabim, and we need a width of 4 Tfachim square, do we require that it be large enough that it could have an alaxon, which, as we said before, would be 5 2/5 amma. I'm sorry, 5 3/5 amma. Oh, lo. Or do we say no? We don't need 5 3/5. All we need is 4 tefachim square. And so, if I said the word amos, I meant 5 3/5 of tefachim. V'yamrina lei, and Rav Popot says that we responded to him, meaning to Rava, lav hainu de Rav Chanina, Chananya, shouldn't we apply the principle of Rav Chananya, the sanya Rav Chananya omer, kazei yu kol shov se Shabbos. That's because I answered a phone before. Just give me a second. That this rule, that whenever it says an amma squared, we need the diagonal, that's a general rule that applies to all dinim of Shabbos. And since you're asking me now, Rava, about a question of Shabbos, and what pillar has the status of Rishus HaRabim, then we're going to apply the same yardstick, and 4 by 4 means 5 3/5. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Zehu sha'amru ha'ani ma'ar baraglov. And we said that an ani is allowed to set up an eruv, tchumin, biraglov, meaning in the absence of a pas, on Rabbi Meir, ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Meir says that's only a fallback position for an ani, meaning someone who doesn't have the possibility of having access to a pas. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says whether you're an ani or an usher, it doesn't matter, because the whole enterprise of pas was only enacted as a kula for an usher, that instead of forcing him to go out with his feet and set up an Erev Baraglov, he can set up an Erev Bapas and send the Erev with a Shliach. And now we're going to have two opinions, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, about how to interpret this Machlokes, in what case do Rabbi Meir and the Chacham disagree, and in what case do they agree? We're going to start with Rav Nachman. Om Rav Nachman, this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case of a person who makes a declaration to Heishvi Sasi Bimkomi. Notice, he wants to be Kona Shvisa in the place where he's standing. And in such a case, Rabbi Meir holds that only an ani, meaning someone who is mahalich baderech, he's on his travels, he's allowed to set up an eruv by declaring shvisasi b'mkomi. But an usher who's sitting in his house, he cannot exercise this possible method of creating an eruv. The Rabbi Meir Sover Ikar Eruv Bepas. And the possibility of making an Eruv by declaring Shvisasi Bimkomi, which is called Shvisa Baraglov, that's only for an Ani, for a person who doesn't have access to a Pas. Because the Ikar, the fundamental enactment of Eruv, of Tchumen, was with a Pas. And here we turn to Daf Nun Aleph Omid Beis. Ani, according to Rabbi Meir, Ani hu de'akilu rabbanon iluye. The rabbanon made a kula and they allowed an Ani who doesn't have access to a pas to be kona shvisa for his Erev Tchumim with raglov. Aval asher lo. But if he's at home and he has access to a pas, we're going to absolutely require that he set up the Erev with a pas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Ikar Eruv the regel. When the way Rabbanon established Erev Tchumen is Beregel. Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir. And it makes no difference. Anyone is encouraged to go out there and make a declaration, Shvi Sasi b'mkomi. Aval, according to Rav Nachman, b'mokom ploni divya kol oni in asher lo, a remote eruv, which means he's standing here, and he says, I want to be konish vis over there, in a place that's far away from where he's standing, and just make this declaration, is even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that's only a leniency that they establish on behalf of an ani. They were mekel, they were lenient for the case of an ani, that he could be kovei shvisa long distance. But an asher lo, an asher doesn't have that possibility. So again, according to Rabbi Meir, ikar eruv bepas velo beregel. And when a person brings a pas, that according to Rabbi Meir is a gili das that he wants to be kona shvisa here and not somewhere else. But if he's ma'arik baraglov, it's not a clear cut demonstration that he wants to be kona shvisa, even though he made that declaration. But Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. The ikar eruv is beregel velo bepas, because when a person makes this whole effort, he's toreach, to go with his feet, to be kona shvisa, everybody sees that he wants to be kona shvisa. It's demonstrated. And that's even more profound than when he sends a shliach to put a pas somewhere. Now Rav Nachman explains the Mishnah based on his understanding of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Mishnah says, V'zoi sha'omru ha'ani ma'ariv baraglov. And it sounds like the Erev Beregel is not the primary din of Erev Tchum. It's only a kula, because it says Zui Shomru Ha'ani. Man Katani La, who's the author of that Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that Ikar Erev Bepas. Vahayok Kod. And now Rav Nachman asks, and what about the other din in the Mishnah? Who said the other din? Is Aino Makir Osheino Baki Balocha? Vahaya Koi. Meaning, in what case does Rabbi Meir allow a person to be Ma'ari Baraglov? It's a case of an Aino Makir Osheino Baki Balocha, which appears in the Sefer of Ham Mishnah. Person doesn't know where you can find a place that's roid to be kona shvisa. He doesn't know how to calculate alpayimama from any particular place. He's not a baki in aloch. He doesn't know what he's allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do. So he's kona shvisa b'mkomo. And on that, Rabbi Meir says that this shvisa, even though it was baraglov, that's acceptable, that's valid, because he's an ani. And the rabbanu would make him for an ani. Ani means that he had no idea where to be kona shvisa. But an asher is then, according to Rabbi Meir, we go back to the Ikar Adin, and therefore he should be kona shvisa bepas. Now, says Rav Nachman, the Mishnah says, lo omru ma'arvin bepas el lahakel. And now the Mishnah says that pas is only a kula, and it's not ikar eruv. It's a kula for the asher, that he doesn't have to go out and be ma'ari barag. Man ketani le, who wrote that part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the ikar din eruv is beregel, and therefore, whether he's an ani or an asher, he's allowed to be ma'ari baraglov. And the entire enactment of pas is only to be mekel on the asher, that he doesn't have to go out there with his feet, walk out there 2,000 amah. He can send it with a shliach, and the shliach will be meniach as hapas, will place down the pas on his behalf. That is Rav Nachman. So again, just to summarize, according to Rav Nachman, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about ikar eruv. According to Rabbi Meir, ikar eruv bepas, And lo amru ha'ani ma'ariv baraglav only be'ani. And according to Rav Yehuda, says Rav Nachman, ikar eruv baraglav. V'lo amru, and when they said pas, that was a kula, that he doesn't have to be ma'ariv baraglav. But certainly anyone, whether he's an usher or an ani, could be ma'ariv baraglav. That's the shita of the Chacham. Ashita of Rav Yehuda. Rav Chizah has a different take in this machlokes. The whole machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda revolves around the case of a person who declares Teheshvi Sasi b'makom ploni. Now there are two negatives here. Number one, he doesn't have a pass. And number two, he doesn't even have Erev Baragla, because he's saying long distance, remote, I want to be Kona Shvisa underneath that tree over there. Rabbi Meir Sover, Ani in Asher Lo. That only on behalf of an Ani did the Rabbanan enact this leniency that he's allowed to be Kovea Shvisa long distance by just making a declaration. It's not Baraglov and it's certainly not Bapas. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. Both an Ani and an Ashir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are given or bestowed the ability to enact an Eruv long distance. Aval bimkomi divri akol echad Ani v'echad Ashir, d'ikar Eruv b'regel. Even Rabbi Meir, according to Rav Chizda's version, agrees that ikar Eruv is b'ragla. So therefore, anyone who wants to be Ma'ariv Baraglav, that's fine. And the only distinction, according to this interpretation of Rav Chizda, between an Ani and an Ashir, is going to be the case of a remote Kinyan Shvisa, where there was no Raglav and certainly no Pas. Rabbi Meir is going to limit that remote, that method of remote Kinyan Shvisa, Shvisasi B'makom Ploni, to a case of an Ani, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even an Ashir could take advantage and activate a remote Kinyan Shvisa. Now Rav Chizda has to interpret our Mishnah. Here's his take on our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Zoi Sha'omru Ha'ani Ma'ariv Baraglav, which sounds like we're making a special leniency on behalf of an Ani, that he can be Ma'ariv Baraglav, which is not true, because according to Rav Chizda, even Rabbi Meir agrees, everybody agrees unanimously, that an Ani and an Asher are equal, they could both be Ma'ariv Baraglav. So he says, Man K'tani Lei, who wrote this part of the Mishnah, who authored it, is Rabbi Meir, but Ahei Koi, but on what case is he referring it to? Aha, he's referring to the case of Misha Baba Derech V'Chashchalo. He's traveling on the road and it's getting dark, and he knows about a certain Elon over there, back yonder, or Gader, and he says Shvisasi B'Makom Ploni, which is Meruchak, a remote, and here Rabbi Meir says a remote Kinyan Shvisa Baraglav is only valid for the sake of an Ani, but not for the sake of an Ashir. And then what it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, V'lo Amru Ma'arvin Bepas El Lahakel, Man K'toni La Divrei Hakol. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, even Rabbi Meir would concede that the entire enactment of Pas is a kula to allow for a secondary, a fallback possibility of being Kona and Erev Bepas, but the real Ikar Erev is Bereg. Tanya Kavose, De Rav Nachman, we have a brisa now that's going to support explicitly Rav Nachman at the Machlok Shrim Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is with regard to an Asher, whether he could be Kovea Shvisa B'Mkomo without a pass through Raglov, but as far as being Kovea Shvisa B'Mokom Acher through Amira, everybody agrees that only an Ani could do so. And here's the lashon of the brayso. The brayso says, "Echad ani v'echad ashir ma'arvin bepas." That both an ani and ashir have the ability to be ma'arv bepas. V'lo yetze asher chutz l'tchum v'yomar shvisasi b'mkomi. However, again, this is all Rabbi Meir in the Reisha of the Braisa, that an usher is not allowed to go out of his tchum Shabbos, walk 2,000 amah, and declare shvisasi b'mkomi without a pass. L'fishalo omru ma'arvin b'regel l'misha baba derech v'choshcha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir limits the possibility of being ma'arvin b'regel to a case of a person who's on the road. He's an ani, and it's getting dark. He could be koveh shvisa b'mkomi, not b'makom meruchak, and this is only a special leniency for an ani. But a person is Yoshe Bebeso, he's not allowed to go out there and be Ma'ariv Baraglov, he has to use a pass. And then the Braisa continues and quotes the dissenting view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Oni V'Echad Oshir, Ma'arvim Beregel. In other words, the Iker Takana of Erev Tchumen is Beregel. V'Yetze Oshir, Chutz L'Tchum V'Yomer Te'esh V'Sasi B'Mkomi. Zeu Ikro Shel Erev. So an usher is allowed to go out of the tchum, and with his raglayim, he makes a declaration, Teish v'sasi b'mkomi. V'tiru chacham l'balabayis l'shloch eruva b'yad avdo, b'yad b'no, o b'yad shlucho, b'shvil l'hokil olaf. And they allowed for an usher, even though he has access to a pass, and even though he could be holeich baragla, but he's very busy, he's very preoccupied, he has his clients, as we said last week, and therefore, the Rabbanim made a kula, and they allowed Eruv Bipas, that he could send the Shliach as his proxy to be Konish Visa Bipas. Anyway, it's clear from this Braisa that the Braisa accepts Rav Nachman's interpretation. The Machlok Shem Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is as far as an Oshir who wants to be Ma'ariv Baraglov. And since Rav Yehuda holds that an Oshir is allowed to be Ma'ariv Baraglov, we should learn from this that even Rabbi Yehuda's moda, that an Oshir is not allowed to be Koveh Shvisa, but Mokom Acher. There's no such thing as remote Shvisa. Only in the case of an Ani did they allow remote Shvisa, because he has no other opportunity. But in the case of an Oshir, he could just go out there and be Konish Shvisa Baraglov or send a Shliach with a pass. Now the Braisa continues and tells us a story. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maisa Mianche Base Memel Uvianche Base Gurion Be'aroma. So these were wealthy people that lived in a place called Aroma. And this place is actually mentioned in Tanakh in Sefer Shoftim. And it was a very difficult famine year. The Aniyim were going really bust. So what did they do, these very magnanimous people? Hoyim machalkim grogros v'tzimukim laniyim b'shnei habatzoros. During these famine years, they would divvy up for free dried figs and dried grapes. And now the aniyim had to come from a little bit of a distance in order to collect. They needed desperately this food, these grapes and these dried figs. Is Uboyim Aniye Kfar Shichin, Vaniye Kfar Chananya. These were two villages that were known to be full of very poor people. And these villages were within 4,000 amma of Aroma. Uboyim Mach. Shichin alat chum. On Erev Shabbos, they were koveya shvisa beragleihem at a distance of 2,000 amma from their local town, whether it's Shichin or Chananya. Ulamachras, and on Shabbos, mashkimin uboim, they would make it all the way over to Aroma. In other words, they walked for 4,000 amma because they were Konesh Visa, 2,000 amma away from their towns, which was 2,000 amma away from Aroma, so that they could collect the Grogos Vitzimukim. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a proof from this story that even an Ashir could be Kovash Visa Baraglov. Because again, even though the people of Kfar Shichin and Kfar Hananya were poor people, but here they have the Din of Ashirim. They could have easily have set up a pass as an Eruv. But since they went out of their homes in order to be Konish Visa, and apparently they had some food at home, nevertheless, they were Rashoim, they were allowed them to be Konish Visa Veraglayim. So you see clearly, says Rabbi Yehuda, that even an Asher could be Kovash Visa Veraglayim and set up an Erev Tchumen. And that proves Rav Nachman, because the Anshei Kfarim of these two villages were called Ashirim, and therefore they had to go before nightfall and be Konesh Visa Baraglehem, and they cannot be Konesh Visa Be'amira Bilvad, because even Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav Nachman, agrees that we're not going to allow being Konesh Visa remotely unless you're an Oni. In any event, the Machlokas Tanoim then has to be about a person with these Konesh Visa Baraglehem. But with regard to being Konesh Visa Amira, everybody agrees. Amira meaning when he says that I want to be Konesh Visa over there without Raglayim. So right, we have three possibilities. You can be Konesh Visa Bepas, Konesh Visa Beraglayim in the place Shvisasi Bimkomi where he is, or he can be Konesh Visa Amira with a statement, I want to be Konesh Visa far away. So from the fact that the Machlokas is about whether you can be Konesh Visa Baraglayim in this Makom, it implies that unless you're an Ashir, unless you're an Ani and you're on the Derech, we will not allow you to be Konesh Visa Bamira remotely. Omar Avashi Maslisa Nami Deka. We could also read the Mishnah carefully and see how it reflects the Shita of Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that we're not going to allow an Ashir to stand in one place and make a statement that he wants to be Konesh Visa in a remote place, but he can be Konesh Visa Bir Raglov, whereas Rabbi Meir says only an Ani could be Konesh Visa Bir Raglov. That's going to Rav Nachman. The Katani, it says in the Mishnah, Misha Yotza Lelech Le'ir Shema Arvim Lo. In other words, he left his city on Erev Shabbos, and his intention was to walk before the onset of Shabbos to another city, which is 4,000 Amma from his city. And after he started going out, this is going to be tomorrow's daf, Herziro Chavero, his friend told him, it's not a good idea. It's Hu Muto Lelei V'chol Bnei Oir Asurim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He is allowed to be Konesh Visa in that city, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Vavinin Ba, and we don't understand this Mishnah. The yeshiva asked the question, Maishna Iu, Maishna Inu, what's the difference between this person and the rest of the Bnei Ha'ir? We're allowing this person to go to that other city on Shabbos, and he never put an Erev down in the middle of the city because they called him back before he got a chance to do so. So why are we allowing him to go Chutz L'Tchum Alpayim Amo? We're talking about a person who has two homes. He has one home in this city and one home in another city. And the distance between the two cities is 4,000 Amma. 4,000 Amma between the two cities. Iu, he himself came into Nafgale, Liorcha. He already took leave, meaning he started on his trek and left his city on Erev Shabbos, but they called him back, is Havilei Ani. His status is equivalent to that of an Ani who's on the road, and he could be Konesh Visa remotely, be Amira Bilvat. So he's going to be Konesh Visa 2,000 Amma away from the bound, out of bounds of his city, which will give him another 2,000 Amma to walk to the other house that he has in another city 4,000 Amma away. Vahanach, but as far as the Bnei Ha'ir is concerned, Ashirim Ninhu, they don't have the ability to be Konesh Visa remotely by just making a statement, Tehei Shvisasi B'makom Ploni. because they didn't embark on the derech, and they don't have another house that would make it so critical for them to go 2,000 Amma and then another 2,000 Amma. Alma, we see kol makom, kol b'makom ploni, ani in asher lo. We see clearly that if a person wants to be Konish Visa remotely, if he's an Ani, will we allow it? And that's like Rav Nachman. Shma Mino, we see a clear proof to Rav Nachman. Whereas again, according to, let's just review Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, everybody agrees that Iker Erev is Baraglov, and they allowed for an Erev Bepas as a fallback position. And if a person makes a statement to Eishvi Sasi Bimkomi, then Echad Ani V'Echad Ashir, both would agree that he could be Konish Visa Baraglov. Rabbi Yehuda allows even a long distance remote Eruv. Just one second, let me just review this one more time, sorry. Right, that Teheshvi Sasi Makom Ploni is Rabbi Meir is only going to allow that for an Ani, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow that even for an Asher. Anyone could say B'makom Ploni and create a long distance remote Eruv. But we see here in this Braisa that's not so. They only allowed it for an Ani in the case of a person who's on the road and he has another house in another city, and he was called back before he was able to get to the Makom Eruv. So we see clearly, like Rav Nachman, Masni le Rav Chia bar Ashi le Chia bar Rav Kami de Rav. So we have a case where Rav Chia is teaching the son of Rav in Rav's presence, and he teaches him Echad Oni v'Echad Ashir. Both of them are allowed to be Ma'ariv Baragla. Amma le Rav. Rav says to Rav Chia, who's teaching his son Chia, Sayim ba nami halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Add another statement that we paskin like Rav Yehuda, who allows even an Asher to be Ma'arev Baraglav. Like Rav Nachman, who holds that even Rav Yehuda was not matir for an Asher to be koveya shvisa b'makom acher b'amira, but only to be koveya shvisa b'mkoma with Ragla. But Rav wanted to point out that Rav Chia should not be teaching his son some sort of abstract halacha, but rather he should be teaching him that this is halacha l'maisa. Rav Barachana aviragil. Okay, so this is already a little bit more complicated for tomorrow. So let's just make a note of where we got to here on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to Rabba Bar Hanan, Bar Rav Hanan on the last line. Now again, Rabosa, if you have two more minutes, I don't want to keep you, but if you do have two more minutes, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Gzeira Shava that we learned back on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph of Tana Debate, Rabbi Shmuel Uba HaKohen V'Shava HaKohen. Now there's a Gzeira Shava with regard to Nige Batin. And the din is that if there's an appearance of a Nega on a bias, then we need what's called Hezger, and we lock up the house for 1 week. After the Hezger, we take a look at the Nega, and if it grew larger than it was at the beginning of the week, then we need what's called Chalitzas Avonin. In other words, we take those stones that have the nega, and we replace them with other stones. And then we do another hezger, and we close up the house for another week. And if we see that, despite the fact that we took out the infected stones, nevertheless, the nega is still spreading, then we need what's called netitza, and we have to break down the house. Now, if after the first week the nega remained exactly as it was at the beginning of the week, then we don't do chalitzas avonim, but rather we do hezger sabayis, and we close up the house for a second week. Now, if after the second week we see that the nega is expanding, it's growing, then the Torah doesn't say explicitly whether or not in such a case, after the second week, we should do netitza and break up the house, or we should start in the process of chalitzas avonim. We should take out the infected avonim and give it another week, a third week. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel learns from Gzeiras Shava, that in nega that grew after the first week, it says v'shav ha-kohen, and in the nega that remained the same exact size after the first week, and it only grew on the second week, it says, expanded on the second week, it says uba ha-kohen. We're going to learn gzeiras shava, that just like the nega that grew after the first week, we need chalitzas avonim, and we give him another week, a second week, so too, in the case of the second week, where it didn't expand in the first week, but it expanded in the second week, we're not going to do an atitza after the second week, but rather we'll do chalitzas avonim and check, examine, and see what happens in the third week. And then after the third week, if it continues to grow, then we do netitzas habayis. Okay then, so that's what I wanted to add.